Support for KPLU comes from Baird, a financial partner to families, businesses, foundations, and communities since 1919. More information is available at BairdSeattle.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Oh boy, it's an all-star band of my dreams. All the mistakes I've made in my life thankfully have brought me to this place today. In the studios, drummer Bobby Previtt with Stephen Bernstein on trumpet, Charlie Hunter at the guitar, and an honest-to-goodness Seattle legend, Skerrick, on the saxophone. Yeah. Together they are Omaha Diner, and they've just released a fantastic album covering number one hit songs, also called Omaha Diner. And I just couldn't be more excited to hear them play, so let's get to it. Please welcome Omaha Diner.
We'll be right back. awesome.
Omaha Diner live in the studios on KPLU. Bobby Previtt at the drums, Charlie Hunter guitar, Skerrick on sax, Stephen Bernstein at the trumpet. I was very curious as to how, I know a lot of you guys have worked together in the past. How did this concept come about, the Omaha Diner idea of covering number one hit songs? Charlie Hunter.
Oh, well.
no one really knows.
I don't know. You know, we've all played together in various circumstances probably over the last 20 years. I've actually known Steven since I was 14 years old. It's a good thing. And ish. And, you know, I just, you know, let's put a band together where we do these things that no one is emotionally invested in and no one's going to be insulted when people play certain notes over these songs. So it kind of worked. And also there's a certain appeal to number one hits. I don't know what it is, but they're number one hits.
I guess there's a reason they made it to number one.
Yeah.
So tell me about specifically getting into the songs. If you came in under any situations where, I don't know if we can do this song. Were there any difficulties, Stephen?
Yeah. Well, there's never difficulties, but there was sometimes people being a little intransient. So there's a song by, I don't even know the name of the band, but it's called Moves Like Jagger. And Skerrick was like, absolutely, I'm not going to play. I hate this. I don't know if you hate the song or you hate the band, but it was like a very emotional response.
That guy punched him in the face.
Yeah. But I said, listen, man, I'll tell you something. Here's what you learn is like, there's even if a song is bad, there's good music in it. And so if you approach it with love, I said, man, I know I got a feeling on this. We can do it. And it turned out being a real nice song to play. But sometimes, like I say, like just because it's a bad song doesn't mean it's not good music in there. So you know.
Well, especially when you rearrange it to sound like Pharoah Sanders.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Then it becomes awesome.
I wonder if you guys noticed, because you span a little bit of the top 40 catalog going back to the 60s, too. I wonder if you noticed anything.
50s,
even.
50s, yeah, we do 16 tons for Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Do you notice any differences between some of the classic number one hits and some of the more modern number one hits, Bobby?
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
The classics are better.
The classics are better. Well, Charlie would say, of course, the classics.
Well, they have
better.
More harmony in them. Yeah. You know, harmony.
Yeah.
I would say they were just different, you know. But, you know, the weird thing about number one songs is that, you know, no one really know. If everyone knew why a song or how exactly to put together a song to be number one, everyone would do it. I think the interesting thing is there's always a bit of mystery. Why did this song? Some songs are number one for 10 weeks, but you know, and we do some of those songs, but some songs were number one for like 10 minutes, literally, you know, and we do a couple of those. They're like oddballs, you know, but there's always something in the song, and no one really knows what it is. So it's kind of, it's mysterious to kind of try to get to the essence, the little gem of the song, like why did this song make it to number one? Because it's hard. There are a lot of great songs that I said, we should do this song. And then you look it up, nope, number three, nope, 10. You know, like really? It's really interesting in that way.
And I feel sorry for number one songs because, I mean, we're just using them as a vehicle for our band. So, yeah. You know what I mean? I hope their feelings aren't too hurt.
Omaha Diner is live in the studios on KPLU. We would love to hear another song. Do you want to tell us what it is or let us guess?
You have to figure it out.
Okay, but per your comment earlier, the song we're about to play, the band who wrote it wouldn't let us put it out.
Hmm. Right? So, currently live.
So, yeah.
But I will say that, again, it's a song that people are like, no, not really. And I said, no, this song actually has harmony in it. So not a band you would associate with harmony.
Omaha Diner live in the studios. Anybody recognize that one? Sweet Child of Mine. Yeah, great, right. Good ear.
And that is harmony, right? You kind of...
Oh, yeah.
The amazing thing about pop music is, and I learned this from the Rolling Stones, because I used to think, oh, Rolling Stones, they stink. And, and then I started to transcribe some of their songs, and I realized, the thing about pop music, when you come up with jazz, that jazz has this very kind of sophisticated sense of harmony and rock. You know, you have these simple chords, but it's just... However, those melodies go against those chords is actually super magical, you know. And I think that's one of those songs. It's like you hear that melody against those chords. And
that's called guitar.
Charlie Hunter here on guitar. Bobby Previtt drumming.
And Steven is right.
Brought to you by Guitar Center.
You see what we're up against in the van every single day. It's kind of like Berkeley, you know, access here. You know?
Stephen Bernstein on trumpet, Skerrick at the saxophone.
And the slide trumpet, by the way.
And slide trumpet, absolutely.
Let's get a little love here.
That's right. Full disclosure, I actually was a member of the Pledge Music crew that helped to pay for the record. And I've got my signed copy in the back room, so I don't think it's any purpose to get it signed again. But fantastic recording, and I wonder how you guys decided to do a Pledge Music style of funding for this. Bobby. Well,
we needed the money.
Yeah.
And I think Charlie had, you know, there's a lot of those places out there. Mm-hmm. Indiegogo, you know, Kickstarter, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, Pledge Music, you know, Charlie had a personal relationship with them. So we went with them because also they don't make you make all of your, although we exceeded our goal. But, you know, I think in a couple of those, if you don't make your goal, they don't give you anything. We didn't want that.
Yeah, and I mean, without that, we wouldn't have been able to
make vinyl
to get to the next to even be here because it just we didn't have the time nor our own money to invest in creating a band. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like, you know, creating a business and getting it to move, of
right.
course, at an infinitesimally smaller dollar amount. But without the Pledge thing, it wouldn't have worked. And I mean, it's basically just a reverse. It's like what a reverse mortgage is to a home, Pledge is to what record companies used to be. You
right.
know?
And I just gotta say too, it ends up being really fortuitous because one of the ideas was if you gave $500, you could choose two songs, and we choose one of them to do, and it kind of helps give us a repertoire which we might not have selected ourselves, and
right.
forced our hand to do certain songs we wouldn't have thought of.
Right.
Because it's such bizarre. A sweet child of mine.
It's bizarre what people picked, you know, some of them. You know, I would go, really? And then I would look it up. No, well, that was not. All of them, though, every single person who pledged and gave us songs, they were all number one songs. Weirdly, they had all gone on Wikipedia,
research, yeah.
you know, and figured it out. But, you know, it's like you would think, though, you know, no one picked the Beatles. No one picked Michael yeah. Jackson. No one picked Madonna. Of all the songs, you know, it was really interesting what people, you know, to be inside people's heads, you know.
And every one of the songs on the album was picked by other people.
Right.
right.
Yeah, we didn't choose any of them.
I was going to ask about that. I wonder if you guys were familiar with the songs that you ended up playing. Are you listening to modern music? Are you top 40 fans?
Yeah. Well, we're the dad band, so yeah, we know all contemporary stuff.
Yeah, I know
our
all the
kids
contemporary
yeah,
stuff.
World's greatest dad band. That's our second record.
I mean, I have all like that, all the late Fletcher Henderson records. I'm into contemporary music. I don't just listen to like Fletcher Henderson with Louis Armstrong, like with Emmett Berry. I have all that stuff. Yeah.
My son actually, when I put this record on, I have a 14-year-old son, and when I put the record on, he was just like he usually does, just ignoring the music and. Mm-hmm. And then we have this Eminem song that we do, and it came on, and he was like a watchdog. He went, huh? And then he heard it, and then he heard them doing the horn, and he did the rap for the whole song from
wow.
beginning to end along with it. You know, he's like, that's the best thing you ever did, Dad.
Right. But didn't your son say you, what did
my son said, Dad, why are you listening to this? Because I was trying to learn the song, so I'm sitting there transcribing it, and he's like, Dad, why are you listening to this?
Right. You're like, not supposed to.
You're not supposed to be listening to
right.
this.
This is my music.
I think my daughter just goes, ooh.
Now, the members of this band are really busy, and I'm sure you've got other things going on besides this. And I wonder, since you've got more material, is there any thought of doing Omaha Diner 2?
Oh,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, there are many songs.
And three and
so
four.
So little time, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they make new ones every day.
Yeah, right.
Omaha Diners live in the studios on KPLU. We'd love to hear one more song from you guys.
Let's do a song that made it all the way to the top of the charts.
Fantastic. It's a number one hit.